This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Nigerians went to the polls Saturday to choose governors in 29 of 36 states in Africa's largest democracy amid reports of heavy military deployment. Turnout appeared to be low. VOA Hausa reporter Husseina Muhammad was in the north of the country.
There are a lot of securities that come that are just coming back from the civil defense are there, and the civilian JTF are also there. People are just moving around. People are casting their votes smoothly and fine without any problem.
News reports from Nigeria reported 7 deaths as of mid-afternoon. In southeastern Enugu State, a police spokesman said a ruling party supporter was shot dead. Just like the country's presidential election, Saturday's vote was postponed by a week in a last-minute decision as the Electoral Commission cited numerous logistical problems in the country of some 190 million people. Anti-government protesters clashed with security forces Saturday at a designated rally site in the Venezuelan capital of Caracas as a nationwide power blackout slowly began to end. Supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido yelled murderers at riot police as they pushed against their shields. Police later withdrew from the area. At the same time, supporters of President Nicolas Maduro gathered in a separate district of the Venezuelan capital in a rival demonstration. Maduro's rally was to protest what it maintains is the United States' imperialistic approach toward the oil-rich country. The U.S. has placed crippling economic sanctions against the Maduro government. Much of Venezuela remained without power following Thursday's blackout, one of the longest in the country's recent memory, the cause of which remains unknown. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. French riot police used water cannon and fired tear gas on yellow-vested protesters in Paris Saturday afternoon, the 17th straight weekend of anti-government demonstrations. As during previous demonstrations by the movement, the protest began at the Arc de Triomphe, looped through both sides of the Seine River, and then ended at the top of the Luxembourg Gardens on the left bank. Marches were also held in numerous cities around France, including Bordeaux, which has a strong contingent of yellow vest protesters, and Lille. The protests began in November against an increase in gas taxes, but have become a movement against French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies, which protesters say favor the wealthy over ordinary French citizens. The head of the World Health Organization has denounced a deadly attack Saturday on an Ebola treatment center in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Gunmen attacked the center at Butembo, North Kivu province early Saturday, killing a policeman and wounding a health worker. WHO General Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, speaking after a 4-hour visit to the clinic, told reporters that the violence in the region was undermining the early progress made in fighting an Ebola outbreak.
As you know, we are at a pivotal moment in this outbreak, and all partners will not relent until we put an end to this outbreak.
The Butembo facility only reopened last Saturday after an attack by gunmen the previous Wednesday forced it to close. Italy's ambassador to Pakistan has confirmed the deaths of 2 missing European mountain climbers on Nanga Parbat, the world's 9th largest mountain. AP correspondent Zaria Shakali reports.
Ambassador Stefano Pontecorvo tweeted that the search for Italian Daniel Nardi and Briton Tom Ballard ended after team confirmed that silhouettes spotted at a height of about 6,455 yards were those of the 2 climbers. Pakistani army helicopters with 4 rescuers had searched the mountain for days. Nardi from near Rome had attempted to scale Nanga Parbat in winter several times. Ballard was the son of British climber Alison Hargreaves, the first woman to scale Mount Everest alone. I'm Zaria Shakili.
And U.S.-backed fighters say they could soon resume an offensive against the Islamic State group in the last area they control in Syria, a small village near the Euphrates River. Syrian Democratic Forces Commander Besad Yudi said the SDF expects the operation to be over in the coming days. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.